Thank you very much. We appreciate your time.
Next item of business is SUB 2021-000442.
That would be me again, Mr. Chair. Thank you. I'm going to share my screen one more time. On the right.
What is the reason for the subdivision?
So anytime you divide land, you have to do a subdivision. But obviously, this is not a very complicated subdivision. This is kind of about as straightforward as you can get.
Right. I thought the surrounding area was going to be used for a buffer.
I was not part of those discussions. I can't say that has changed in any way. All they're doing at this point is just creating a subdivision. They want to divide the land.
Okay, but the rest of the land will still be owned by them?
I don't know the answer to that.
Okay.
They're subdividing it, so they certainly could sell that portion of it if that were the case.
Hey, Brian, whenever it's appropriate, Will Radford's here to represent Dominion on this.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Bill.
I'll make this pretty quick. This property is located on 80th West, just north of 2100 South. We have two zoning districts on this property. About three quarters of the property is zoned M2. The remainder is zoned A2. Those are manufacturing and agricultural sites. The subject parcel is zoned exclusively M2, and it has that Dominion Energy liquid gas facility that you approved by conditional use in 2020, and that is under construction. This is the subdivision. You can see the lot one. It's an 80.37 acre parcel, so it certainly has a lot of room around it for that buffer that the commissioner had mentioned. And then the 79.63 acres, which is north of this property, is set aside as a future development parcel. What exactly future development parcel means in this case, we don't know because we don't have a proposal as of yet. But this would allow that property to be sold to someone else to use. The general plan in this area is calls for industrial, and this is part of the Utah's inland port area. The M2 zone doesn't have any kind of minimum width or area requirements, and the subdivision does meet the standards for approval in the subdivision ordinance. Like I said, this is a pretty simple one. The staff would recommend approval just with the condition that the applicant works with the staff and then the other reviewing agencies to work toward finishing out the plat. Are there any questions?
Any questions for staff? Thank you, Brian.
You're welcome.
Applicant? Bill?
This is Will Radford. I can comment on the earlier question. Do you want my address?
Can I have your address, Bill, before you start?
Absolutely. Yep, it's 10234 South Countrywood Drive in Sandy, Utah. So to answer the earlier question as to why we're subdividing, it honestly is to, the conditional use permit requires us to do street improvements all the way along our parcel we're developing. So, you know, curb, walk, gutter, sewer, storm drain, all the whole thing. And so if we subdivide it right down the middle, we're only going to have to run our street improvements up to the point to which our developing parcel is. So it purely is just a practical kind of, limitation of what we have to develop at this point. So to answer your question, what are we doing with the other lot? Absolutely nothing. We're not going to sell it. We're going to keep it as that buffer space that you talked about. It's just going to sit there. as an undeveloped lot.
The comment we hear most often is nothing's going to happen. Any questions for the applicant, commissioners?
No, I think that answered my questions.
I thought maybe you were going to put in the water park, the Magna water park.
Boy, wouldn't that be fun? Yeah, that would kind of have a problem with unable to, you know, develop for gatherings of 50 people or more. It, you know, and to be honest, if in 50 years Dominion decided to develop that, they would certainly have to impose a restrictive covenant.
Correct.
To restrict the type of developments that we can't have around the plant.
Yeah, no problem. And any questions for the applicant? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to open public comment.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye. Dan, aye.
Todd, aye.
Mark, aye.
Devin, aye.
Motion carries. Public comment. Members of the public. Members of the public. Hearing none. Motion to close public comment. Motion. I need a second.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye. Dan, aye.
Todd, aye.
Mark, aye.
Aaron, aye.
Devin, aye.
Motion carries. Commissioners, any discussion?
I would move we approve it with staff recommendations.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve. All those in favor say aye. Dan, aye.
Todd, aye.
Mark, aye.
Aaron, aye.
Devin, aye.
Motion carries. Congratulations, William.